I'm talking to Reverend Dr. Alan Churchill at his house in Rideau Ferry near Smiths Falls. Dr. Churchill is the co-chair of the Ottawa Alpha Conference, which is coming up on the 26th and the 27th of October this year. And I wanted to ask him a few questions on the background of the conference. And first, Dr. Churchill, perhaps you'd give me a brief rundown on the ministry positions that you've held in the Ottawa region in the last few years.
Well, I've been in Ottawa for approximately 16 years before I retired from the active pastorate at Dominion Chalmers United Church, where I was the senior minister for those 16 years. An opportunity to work in the downtown area of Ottawa, but also with spillovers into the suburban areas and the newly developing areas of the National Capital Region. That was usually consisted of preaching three times on Sunday, twice in the morning and once in the evening, and of providing pastoral care for that congregation. In 1995 and 96, a group of us in the Ottawa area were talking about the possibility of doing a major evangelistic crusade or mission in the area. There had been talk about this 10 years earlier, which didn't develop, largely because I think there wasn't enough commitment on the parts of all the churches to it. We just weren't ready. But now God seemed to be bringing that around again, and we were going after Billy Graham to see if he would come to the city. There hadn't been a major crusade in the city since 1906, when R.A. Torrey, the right-hand man of D.L. Moody, had been in the city. And so there was plenty of opportunity and need that had developed over that period of time between 1906 and about 1996, in other words, 90 years. And so we got together and we talked about the possibilities, and we prayed, and we sought out counsel from all of the different churches, got tremendous response from the Roman Catholics, from United Church people, Anglicans, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Baptists, and also the usual kind of spontaneous positive response that one would expect from the evangelical churches. So then in 1997, I was asked if I would chair that crusade, and I did, and was the chairman for a couple of years prior to, during, and during the follow-up period of that. Those are the two main ministry positions. In the last 2 years, I've cultivated and developed, together with the help of CFRA Radio, a Sunday morning half-hour program entitled Good News in the Morning, which airs at 6:30 a.m. It's a half-hour radio program in the mode of Bishop Fulton J. Sheen and Dr. Oswald Hoffman of the Lutheran Hour, and of course of Billy Graham, the Hour of Decision. An attempt to bring the Word of God in the spoken word, about 15 or 16 minutes of spoken word, together with 10 minutes of music of a variety of kinds that will appeal to a variety of people raised in a variety of cultural and church, or as the case may be, non-church backgrounds. Those are the three major ministry positions that I've held in the Ottawa region then. Senior minister of a large mainline denomination church, Dominion Chalmers, a chairman of the Billy Graham Mission in the National Capital Region in 1998, and the broadcaster of Good News in the Morning on Sundays.
So from this perspective, have you noticed any sort of pattern emerging that might suggest to you God at work in this region?
I don't know if it's pattern singular, more likely patterns plural. And that is because, well, that's not because God isn't capable of working up a pattern or choosing a pattern and drawing his believing covenanted folk with him, but because God does give us a fair amount of freedom in these matters, and there are a number of local approaches to new life and revival, reformation, controlled often by the sources of the denomination. I mean, Calvinists would look at that from one perspective, the Lutherans from another, the Baptists from a third, Roman Catholics, Pentecostals would all have their own view of that. I certainly have seen a deep desire on the part of many people from many denominational backgrounds looking for, talking about, and praying for new life in the Ottawa region.
And where do you think the Alpha Course fits into that scenario?
Well, in order to do anything as a Christian community or as Christian communities working coherently as much as is possible, as much as we allow God and the Holy Spirit to do that, to work together, one of the things that is required is that if we do things, we do them seriously and we do them with knowledge. God said we must love the Lord our God with heart and soul and strength, and Jesus added another word. He said, love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And one of the things Christians need to do is be tutored in the faith to know God as he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ, and to study the faith and to study the scriptures. The Alpha Course obviously is a very effective and winsome way of teaching the basic faith of the church, the outline of faith. Who is Jesus? What do we mean when we talk about the fatherhood of God? The scriptures, what are the holy scriptures? What is the Bible? What is the revelation it communicates to us? Prayer, what is prayer? What is the role of the Holy Spirit? All of these things the Alpha Course addresses, and does so in a relaxed context of good spirits and food and lots of laughter and song and worship, often done intimately in people's homes or in church parlors, done with small groups of people, done with larger groups of people. And so I see the Alpha Course as something that provides wisdom for the church, an enthusiasm for the faith of the church, and it corroborates the work of people who are engaged in evangelism or radio and television ministries. It's the kind of course that makes people who have no Christian memory, no Christian or church experience, it enables them in a happy setting to get some knowledge, to be taught, and to encourage them then to become leaders themselves.
Now, you are the co-chairman of the Ottawa Alpha Training Conference, which will be held on October 26th and 27th, in partnership with Bishop Peter Coffin, which illustrates quite well the achievement of Alpha in operating across denominational lines. Do you think that this is a conference that ministers and pastors should attend?
Well, I think obviously it has to be both lay people and ministers working together. And certainly Alpha, like most other courses in providing leadership and study in the Christian faith, requires clergy to be involved, to give encouragement, to learn themselves, because often many clergy are not trained to teach or haven't had the experience to teach. And before you can teach, you have to learn. But just to give encouragement to people and to sit and absorb and catch the spirit, catch the dynamic of what is being taught about when we're talking about the great truths of the faith and the great doctrines of the faith, realizing that it isn't just sober doctrine that people are learning, but it is the reality behind the sober doctrine, namely the three persons of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the great doctrines of creation, providence, and redemption. And so clergy need to be there and will be there. But of course, the church has always thrived in every century, in every generation, when lay people have been involved, when their attention has been grasped and grasped mightily by the Spirit of God and by the truth of what is being taught. And to have lay people on fire for the gospel and prepared to witness to the faith and to admit right up front that maybe they don't know very much about these things because it's been a long time since they've been in Sunday school. And anyway, maybe they weren't taught these things in Sunday school, but it's an opportunity now for mature people of all ages, young, the 50-year-olds and older people, to join together and to learn together how to become leaders and how therefore to be equipped and made effective leaders to help the church to grow through an emphasis on learning the meaning of the faith, the reality of the faith, and to experience it within people's own lives. It's not just a matter of gaining head knowledge, it's a matter of gaining heart and heartfelt experience in one's imagination and in one's consciousness.
Alpha has become quite a big movement in the world as a whole. There are more than 100 countries which are now offering Alpha courses from as far afield as Africa to Russia and so on. The headquarters of Alpha is in England at Holy Trinity, Brompton. And here in Canada, Alpha is run by Alpha Canada. And this particular conference is really laid out by Alpha Canada, and things are done as they are in other Alpha conferences, with a very specific format, which we know works. But we have the opportunity at an Alpha conference to address certain specific issues that are local and perhaps are of particular interest to the delegates that come to this particular conference. For the Ottawa conference, could you introduce us to what some of those special interests might be?
Well, all Alpha conferences cover the key groundwork needed to run Alpha courses, but our conference in October is also focusing on a number of special areas, particularly Alpha courses amongst Roman Catholic, people of a Roman Catholic faith. We remember how they were so deeply and heartily involved in the Billy Graham mission in 1998. And then also prison Alpha for offenders and ex-offenders. These are people who know what it is like to walk on the other side of the law. And here they are looking at the basic faith that says that you can be free in Jesus Christ. And these are the two fastest growing areas of the Alpha work. In addition, there will be special seminars on Alpha for youth. And we know that young people need courses that they can relate to, that they can get a grasp of, that will help them to understand that Jesus Christ loves young people as well. And multi-denominational Alpha, where several churches band together to run courses. And then finally, Alpha in alternative venues, in government offices, for example, and corporate boardrooms, in retirement homes, and in street ministries. This is an exciting thing.
Now, what is the best result, Dr. Churchill, that you would hope for from this conference over the long term?
I think the best result always in a conference of this kind is to catch the spirit, to know what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, and to get a sense of the enthusiasm, legitimate enthusiasm, built on a solid foundation of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, that one can have, not just as a church person, a member of a local church, but especially and primarily, I think, as individuals standing before God and living life in a very real world, to catch the spirit. Then I think also to realize that just about anybody can be an alpha leader. You have to know a little bit. You have to have a proper spirit, a spirit of love and a spirit of joy, and to be willing to respond to God's call to be an alpha leader. And this is what we hope that this conference in Ottawa in October will do.
Well, I'd really like to thank you, Dr. Churchill, for sharing your thoughts and your vision for the conference. And I'd like to thank your wife, Helen, for giving us tea and cookies while we've been doing it. It's been very pleasant down here in Rideau Ferry. And the conference, it takes place on the 26th, Friday the 26th of October, and the 27th of October, two full days. Information is available on the internet, on our Alpha website, and indeed you can fill in an application form that you can print right off the web if you would like to come to the conference, and we hope that many, many people will come from this area. The web address is www.ncf.ca/alpha, or you can telephone our registrar at 613-226-1753. This is Tony Koppel for the Ottawa Alpha Conference Organizing Committee's signing off.